facts and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
I woke up in the radio room.
Why?
Yeah.
I chose to sleep down here.
What's the logic?
I didn't.
You didn't want to walk up the fucking stairs?
I was up all morning. I was like, if I go upstairs now, I might sleep for too long.
You didn't want to walk up the steps.
I knew if I slept down here, I would wake up because I'd hear shit or something.
But you didn't. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I did wake up. I went to bed at 1 p.m. slept for 2 hours. You slept till 1. I was up all morning.
How do you know when I slept
being
till?
Productive.
You were sleeping when I got here.
I was a productive member of society this morning.
You were asleep in a radio room.
I tried to work on a Saturday. I called my uncle and there was no work. He took the day off, but I tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm here with Chad Eigensburg, Cleveland, and Shane from Ireland. Piece of shit. And, all right, there's an argument between me and Cleveland that G happened to film, and I didn't know that he was doing it at the time, but I think it needs to be played. And not to mention, you now have a team in Cleveland.
That's the only benefit from all this.
Benefit? That's a great benefit. You have a team in Cleveland, for Pete's sake.
The last week has sucked so bad. It really has. I've slept in my car 2 nights. I slept in Fast Eddie's Treetop Casino one night.
No, you did.
Yes, I did. Yes, I fucking did.
That door doesn't even shut, does it?
No, it doesn't shut. It's better than sleeping in the grass when it's fucking raining.
Was it cold in there?
Yeah, it was cold in
there.
Did you
have a blanket at least?
Yeah, it's warm in there.
There's bats in there, dude.
Everything in there. Do you think there's stink bugs in your house? You should see Fast Eddie's.
There's real live bats in there, dude.
They're crawling in and out of my ears and nostrils.
Why didn't you sleep in the skate
barn? I wanted to die.
Why did you sleep in the skate barn? There's a couch in there.
I don't know. Maybe I just wanted to get away. I don't know. I was in the skate barn.
You normally go to the garage.
I was wandering around. I was like, fuck. Because there's at least a bed in Fast Eddie's. Fast Eddie's has a bed.
And bats, dude.
Yeah, well, there's bats in the skate barn, too.
No, there's not.
I bet there are.
You bet that there are?
There's vermin. There's all kinds of shit.
Vermin?
Yeah. It's mischief and trouble. Catch fucking the craziest shit.
You don't even remember my cat's name? You've been living here for five, 6 months?
It took me 2 seconds. Hush. See, that's the thing. I can't win this week. It doesn't matter what I say. It's like, oh, God, you suck.
Well, all we're doing now, Cleveland, is intro and our argument.
And I'm already arguing. I need to calm down. All right.
Yep.
All right. I'm in defense mode.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is clip one of BAM vs. Cleveland on Radio BAM Series 28 Facts.
Nice.
You want to be an asshole? You can't
win.
You
know when you go from nice
if Cleveland, you ever beat
you know
me
what? Cleveland's not my name anymore. Fuck that. It's gone.
Huh? Don't oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, no. It's always Cleveland. And it's always Fatso. And I'm going to
fuck. No, Fatso and Cleveland is done.
It is?
If you
well,
want,
then, if
you,
it's done, then lose your fucking
you
Fatso
want,
Cleveland belly then.
I already fucking have started. Big
started?
Time. Yeah.
Big time?
Big
time.
Time. Big time.
Well, then lose
plus
it, 50 boy.
Pounds, asshole.
Lose it then.
50
asshole.
Pounds. And I got 30 more to
See,
go.
See, you keep forgetting. You live in my house and you don't pay rent. So I could throw you out and fucking
I know that.
Seconds.
I know all that.
And you know what? Your shit will be out of here so fast
I know
that
all.
I don't even have to ask Louie to do it because it'll
I
already be done.
I know all that. If that's what you want
so
to
if
do,
you're so stupid, you can't really say anything to me like that.
Of course
because
I can.
You'll be out of
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
And you'll be knocking on my neighbor's
so
door.
That's my
like
whole
a
point.
Fucking
How
idiot.
Am I supposed to be a fucking hard ass and like every time someone says something,
the only way you'd
be like,
hard
fuck
ass.
You, then I'm getting kicked out. I can't do that.
By telling me how you feel instead of threatening me.
I'm not threatening you with anything. Have I ever threatened you, dude?
Don't bite the hand that feeds you, man.
I know exactly what he's saying.
I medium care about you.
Well, thanks for medium caring about me.
Yeah. Look,
I like, big time care about you.
Well, whatever. I don't care.
Well?
But, like, I cared enough about you to let you stay at my house because I wanted you to fucking move along. And you haven't.
Yeah,
it's been almost a year now, and you're still talking to Tara. Bam, look at my car back. I swear to God, fair and square, I'm getting that car back. Then as soon as I go on a vacation, shut up. Let me talk. Shut the fuck up.
I've come a long way in a lot of
Shut up.
I have.
Shut up.
But I have.
Then I come back from Madrid, and then, hell, Cleveland, where's your car? Oh, I gave it back to Tara. I gave it back to Tara. Go get a fucking job, you fucking, like, what are you doing? Go get a fucking job. Tell your fucking whore of a wife that you can't lend her your car because you have to get to work, and if you don't get to work, you're gonna get fucking fired. But you can't get fired from anything because you're just a fat piece of shit moping around my house with a cigarette in your hand going, let me twit. Let me go on Twitter. And talk about what I might do and not do it. That's what you do. You don't do anything.
Is that like
at all? You really don't. You're the worst case I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't tried to get back with her.
Well, then why do you want
her
to be friends with her?
I don't. It's just hard to let...
Well, then why are you friends with her?
It's hard to let somebody leave who's been a part of my life for fucking...
Okay, well, it's hard to kick somebody out.
You're gonna punch me in the face when I say
I'm
this?
I'm not gonna punch you.
Okay,
yeah,
promise?
I don't want the most pathetic person in America.
Do you promise I'm gonna punch you?
Because
I'm gonna say something that you're not gonna like.
Go.
Your fucking wife...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't have to say anymore.
Go ahead.
You know where I'm hitting at.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
She didn't cheat on you?
Yeah.
But you still care about her in the same way that I do. And you were only with her for 4 years. I was with Tara for 10.
Yeah.
So I still can't help it, but I do.
You have to move along, Cleveland.
Well, should I say, hey, Ben, you should move along with you and your wife.
I am.
Are you?
I have 10 girlfriends, you fat fuck.
Okay, so is that what I do? I go start fucking...
I go from city to city and town to town.
If all I have to do...
You have nothing. You just wind around
If all I have to do is fuck other girls, if that's all I have to do, then my job...
You can't! You're fat!
No, that's a lie. I can. And I have.
Prove it, then.
Okay, if that's all you want to see, I'll fuck everything that moves. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you're going to be sticking your dick in a fucking Chrysler.
You think
limit.
So? Okay, well, let's shake on that, then. And let's put everything else
You'll
to the side.
You'll be sticking your dick in the... Let me guess.
Let's put everything else
it's
to the
frozen.
Side.
It's frozen!
Let's put everything else to the side, then. If that's what it's about. It's about fucking girls. If that's what it's about...
No, it's not about
I
that.
Will start fucking Cleveland. Girls.
If you want to talk about me, that's what it's about.
I like your nails.
About
I don't want to bring you up, but man, when you give me
when
shit
it's about you,
and I see you...
You are a pathetic fucking person, and
right
you
now.
Keep talking to Tara, right and she this walks all over you, and you keep fucking dealing with it. And it's fucking pathetic.
How hard?
And I don't want to look
okay,
at it at the
you,
comfort
if
of my
you had to give up
when I'm trying to paint like this,
you
ha- and I'm trying to shut up, and I'm trying to relax.
I can't talk about
I have
it.
To listen to you upstairs talking to Tara, being pathetic, and saying, oh, deliver the car, whatever you want, Tara.
No, I don't do. First off, that's a lie. That's a bold faced lie.
Why?
I've never gotten on the phone and been like, suck your dick. Ever.
Okay, she's been fucking Brian for, 2 years. Why does she still have your car?
Okay, one, she's not with Brian anymore. That's done with. It doesn't matter anyway, because I still hate what she did to me. But they're not together.
She cheated on you,
of course,
blatantly.
Of course.
And then
when the love of her life, Brian,
leaves and goes, I want to be with my wife and kids again. And then he does that. And then she goes, well, what about me?
Right.
What about me? You're just a fucking slut that I've been fucking.
I'm second.
You're Tara, you're just a slut that I've been fucking. I want to go back to my wife and kids.
No, it's I'm second.
No.
I'm not first name, I'm
no,
second.
No.
I get that.
Brian, I'm Brian.
That's what I
Listen,
know.
I'm
I know
Brian.
That.
No, I am Brian. Tara, you're just a slut that I've been fucking. I want to go back to my wife and kids. That's what he did. And now she's like, what do I do?
Exactly.
Now Brian left me the love of my life, and then fat Cleveland went to Bam's house. What am I going to do? I'm left with nobody. And then you go, oh, I actually feel bad for her, Bam. You're a fucking
I don't feel bad for her, but
idiot.
I don't feel bad for her, but I don't want
Dude,
her to fucking die. I don't want her to die. Would you want Missy to die?
She won't because she's smart.
She is smart. And apparently, according to Tammy, so is Tara. She knows what she's doing.
Tara's on methadone and she falls asleep at work.
Just like me, right?
Lying
yeah, and you piss on my seat and put pubic hair
just like
on
me. So you know what? Why don't you just tell
and
me
you
to
fart up the stairs?
Why don't you tell me to fuck off and just...
Fuck off and get out.
Is that what you want?
Yes. Fuck off and get out.
All right.
Good. When?
When do you want me to go?
As soon as possible.
Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So when? When?
If you're that dead serious.
I'm dead serious.
As soon as
I don't fucking play games.
As soon as I find a place to go, I guess.
Well, what if you don't find a place to go?
It's not your problem.
I know, but...
It's mine.
Well, okay, good. So when are you going to leave?
I guess as soon as I find a place, I'll start
Give me a fucking day, asshole.
I don't know. I'll try to...
You don't know?
I'll start looking.
Tell me one.
I'll start looking now if it means that much to you.
You're going to start looking? You're going to try to start looking? Give me a fucking date, dude.
I can't think that far in the future.
Dude, you don't understand. Like, the fact that I have to hear all your bullshit all day long, you make me mad. And I'm not mad at you.
That.
You're not mad at
I
me.
Definitely get
but like,
really? No, I think you're mad at me.
I'm
yeah,
mad at you because you're the
obvious.
Most pathetic person in America. That's why. And I'm like, he's living in my house.
All right, so there you have it. There's our first clip.
Sweet.
Now I'm gonna go to a song of Cleveland's choice.
We didn't even talk about this.
Let's play
Cleveland
song.
Come on, dude. You're in a band. Well, no, you're not.
No, I'm not.
But you sing and you play guitar. You do something.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any favorite songs?
I have lots of favorite songs. This is a tough question.
What's your passcode on your computer?
I don't have a passcode on my computer.
Liar. What is
it?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to say it.
I already know it. It's Minson.
Yeah, it is.
That's not it.
Yes, it is.
What was that song that you said you used as your passcode?
Oh, yeah. There's a good song.
See?
No one's going to like that, though.
What do you need Chad's help to have
Bob,
you figure out your
Dylan
favorite
song?
It's a Bob Dylan song, yeah. No one's
going. Are we
going to
play Bob Dylan?
Well,
no.
People like Bob
no,
Dylan,
no
but not on this show radio.
What is it
show.
That you like? You're a big hymn fan. Like, I really
yeah,
need
I
a
do,
big...
I do
What's your favorite
fan.
Hymn
like
song?
Hymn.
How about that?
All right, Dying Song. That's my favorite hymn song.
Okay.
Sure.
Cleveland's...
I have it right
that's
here.
It's easy.
The Dying Song?
Yeah. Well, it's Doomsday, so that's appropriate.
It is appropriate.
You're a very big
Jesus is
hymn
coming.
Fan.
Yeah, I do.
Get
I,
a Kleenex.
I always love it.
All right. Radio Bam. Cleveland's Choice.
Cool.
All right, that was The Dying Song by him off of Screamworks, Thanks to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And now, what are you doing over there?
Playing background music.
Well, it's not going to matter because I'm going right back to our argument.
I know. We're listening to your argument with
Cleveland. I'm into it. Let's go to it. Bam versus Cleveland. Here we go. Number two. Radio Bam 228 Faction. Oh, speaking of number two, Cleveland just took a shit.
It's not 28
that's,
anymore.
That's a lie. It's fucking
52.
Lie.
It's
no. They changed the whole thing. Both stations are one number now.
Well, what is it then?
I don't look on your dial.
They converge.
Well, you guys look on your dial. All
right.
Here we go. Either way, it's playing and you're listening to it, so it doesn't matter what channel I say. You're already listening to it.
Bam versus Cleveland.
Can I have a noose, please?
Team Cleveland. I'm going to wear a Team Cleveland shirt.
Well, that would be a start.
What's going to happen if I wear a Team Cleveland shirt?
That would be
shirt?
A start.
The world will end. Oh, wait, no.
That's today.
You know what I think's lame? You said that you got pulled over, and then I called the police station, and there's no record of you getting pulled over. You wanted sympathy points, and I think that's pathetic. Am I right?
I don't remember what happened to you.
Am I right?
I just remember leaving.
Well, let me get sympathy points and act like I got pulled over and now I'm getting a DUI. It's all fake. Nothing happened. I called the fucking police because I'm friends with them.
I actually did get pulled over. Do you want to see
them? Yeah, I do, actually. Go get it. Because it's bullshit.
But
Cleveland, I gave you 6 months to fucking fix your life.
Can we talk about...
No, we're talking about right now.
I want to talk about what just happened.
We're going to. I let you live here to fix your shit, and you haven't done a fucking goddamn one thing.
You really don't think I've done anything?
No. You haven't. What have you done? You have no ambition to get a job. You still talk to Tara. You still give her your pussy-ass car. You still, like...
Not anymore.
Well, tough shit. Go do it at an apartment. I'm not kidding. Like, you thought that I was joking before? You think that was, like, a one-night thing? I've been thinking about this for a while, dude.
I didn't have a good means of income, and when she was like, here, I don't need excuses. That's why I did it.
I don't care.
But you're right. Having a place to live is more important than a few hundred bucks for you.
Dude, you're the most pathetic person in America. You are.
I really am trying to fix that. You don't believe me.
When everybody tries to do something, they never do it because it's a step where it's failure.
I am fixing things. I've lost a lot of weight.
Who cares?
I've been busting my ass working out. You know I have.
I don't care.
That's nothing.
I'm not trying to fuck you.
That doesn't count for anything. That's the biggest thing you give me shit for.
Yeah, well, go do it on your own. Do it for yourself.
I am doing it for myself, but you're trying to say I haven't done anything, and that's like one thing that I have done. It's not. I know it's not enough.
What, 9 pounds out of 250?
No, I've lost.
Who cares?
I've lost 55.
Bam, I weighed 250 pounds. I lost 9 pounds. Who cares?
I'm just saying it's one of the things you give me shit for, and that's something that I'm doing.
And then you do this dumb act of, bam, you can use as much bacon as you want. And you can put as much butter on this as you want. Are you stupid? Babe, I'm on a cake diet. I read this magazine article that said you can eat as much cake as you want.
I wouldn't do that. I wasn't eating bacon either. I was laughing about it because that's what it said on the site. Yeah, I think I was trying to get excuses because I wanted to eat bacon.
Dude.
I wasn't.
Erase try from your fucking memory bank.
Okay.
Do it.
Step one.
Start now. Step one. Erase try from your fucking memory bank.
Can you write it on my arm so I see it?
Whatever. Don't say try. Write it on your fucking arm. Mm-hmm. Instead of getting stupid and pig Latin sentences. Let me get from the bottom of my chest on the top of my chest. In pig Latin. That's cool.
Now you're going to die on my tattoo?
It's cool. It sucks. It's stupid.
I like it.
You like it? I asked you what it meant. You said it's kind of gay. I don't want to tell you.
Because I need to make fun.
You know how many people are gonna ask what it means? Hey, that's a cool tattoo. What does it mean? It's kind of gay. I don't want to tell you. Well, get something that isn't gay and then tell them.
No, I don't think it's gay.
Then you post it all over the fucking internet because that's all you do all day, is walk around my house smoking cigarettes, doing absolutely nothing, and then you twit. What you're gonna do,
I've actually been doing a lot.
But then you don't do it.
I've been getting that settlement thing going. I had to meet with my lawyers. I've done a lot of shit this past week.
Okay, well.
I've been working out fucking 3 hours a day, every day.
Let's talk about when and how you're gonna leave. When?
That's up to you, man. I don't want to leave.
Well, as soon as possible, but I'm a nice dude, so I'll give you a month. Right. So today's May 12th. June 12th, you have to get out of here. Okay. Good. It's out. Now I don't have to worry. And if you're not gone by June 12th, then I'm going to be a real pure dickhead.
All right, good. You know what? I'm into this. Fuck a song. I'm not even going to play one. I'm going to jump right back into it.
Oh, you want to jump right back into you and arguing with Cleveland?
How much of this shit do you fucking have, man?
28 minutes worth.
The only good thing about this is they can't see my tears through the fucking radio.
Like, you were crying.
No shit. He had me in tears. Yeah. I mean, I was drunk. Things were emotional. It was heated. But
it was one of those days, okay?
Yeah. Everyone has their fucking moments, all right?
But Cleveland cries every night. He's
Cleveland.
Oh, yes,
you
want
to know what, asswipe? When I cried on Jackass 2, everybody's like, oh, Bam's a pussy. You're going to cry. That's like what Knoxville thought. Guess what? Chicks fucking love it, okay?
Yeah, no, that's true. I am kind of getting sympathy pussy right now.
You know how many times girls came, oh, I saw you cry on Jackass 2 with the snake. Like, oh, you're so adorable. That's what they're going to say about you. That's why there's Team Cleveland.
Yeah, but this is about trying to toughen me up, not turn me into a little pussy.
Turn
I guess it can
I'm not trying to
pussy.
Toughen you up or make you a pussy. It is what it is, and girls are going to do what they're going to do. Yeah, and true. Guys, so get ready.
More of Bam versus Cleveland.
Here we have it.
Give me a noose.
I gave you 6 months of opportunities, and you haven't done fucking shit. You still talk to Tara. You still give her your pussy-ass car.
Well, that's
she still
what
drives
doing.
Around.
That's what I've been doing all morning, dude.
You're giving her your car so she could drive to Brian's house and suck his dick.
It was actually because she was making money and I needed money.
Yeah, at PJ Wellahan's, where I can't go anymore because my girlfriend works there and I like to visit her, but now I can't because I have to stare at your whore-ass wife and get in an argument. And I don't want to do that. I want to have a happy, nice day. But no, now I can't because you made her work there, you fucking fat-ass idiot. Like, I'd like to go there today, but Tara's probably working. So I can't go visit her because I have to stare at her fucking whore ass. Thanks to you.
I didn't get her a job.
Thanks to you.
I didn't get her.
She conveniently got a job in Downingtown where Tammy works.
She lives there.
You're an idiot. Like, you make me mad. And I don't, and you live in my house. And I don't want you here anymore. I want you to fuck out so fucking fast. But I'm willing to give you a month. And I mean that.
I didn't realize you hated me that much.
I don't hate you. I just think you're pathetic. And you, like, bring me down in a weird way. Because I have to witness you. Ooh, Tara, all right, I'll be pathetic and give you my car. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Well, that stops today.
When I'm trying to do something.
That stops either way. If I leave, I leave.
You are leaving.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm giving you a month. I hope you leave sooner, but you probably won't because you have no ambition to do anything at all.
That's not true.
You take fucking welfare money to go get
fucking
fat food.
No, I don't anymore. No, I don't. That was for a couple months.
Go eat a whole bunch of bacon and butter, you fucking idiot. And lose weight on bacon and butter. Are you stupid?
I didn't even...
It's an Atkins diet! No, it's a Atkins diet, and you're on it, because you're fat, and you're doing it.
And I'm losing weight fast as shit.
Oh, yeah?
I lost 9 pounds while you guys were gone.
Yeah, out of 250, it doesn't matter. You're stupid.
I feel like you want me to be fat.
I want you to leave.
That's what it seems like.
I want you to get out of here. God, I do. I want you out of here. God.
It didn't seem this bad. Like,
because it's tiny little thing. You wear my fucking prototype shoes. Oh, well, they're size 11. Oh, Bam's size 10. It doesn't matter if they're size 15 or 20 or 30. They're not yours. You can't wear them.
That was wrong of me.
Everything you do is wrong. Except clean up the house. Other than that, everything you do is wrong. You walk down on methadone half asleep, piss all over the seat, leave pubic hairs all over it, take millionaire shits, forget to flush.
That's bullshit. I've never forgotten to flush.
Well, whatever.
And I never... Dude, the piss on the seat thing, that happened one time. You bring it up... When you think about it, man, these things are, like, so little, man.
Then Chad tells you to fucking wash a piece of chicken. He's trying to help you out, because that's what you do. And then you...
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did. I saw it. Don't tell me what I didn't see.
I didn't yell at him about it. I finished...
Either way, just get the fuck out of here.
Damn, man.
Good. I want you gone so bad.
Yeah, we're not even talking. This is just you filling out if you hate me.
Yeah, because you're such a fucking pathetic idiot. That it's starting to bring me down. Well, get the fuck out of here then. I think it's rough somewhere else.
What do you think so far, Cleveland?
I hate it. What do you think? I fucking hate it. This is like, this is so uncomfortable for me. It's bad enough.
This could be my favorite
when
radio.
When G posted that shit on YouTube and I saw it and I could see myself crying and knowing that we're thousands of people were watching it, I was so furious. I called G. I was like, you the fuck? I thought you were my friend. I chewed him out like so bad, man. He actually
well,
took it down.
Don't you know
much
what
like you do with bacon.
I actually made G feel horrible. But I was taking my anger on him.
Do you know,
I was mad at you.
Don't you
and I
know
took
what
it out
happened with me and G?
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
I found out that I've been paying him $1,000 a month to do Twitter, and I figured out how easy it is because Chad taught me on the way to Montreal, and I was like, this is all you have to do? And G's charging me.
It is more. It is more than that, though. I mean, you are going to do the Twitter thing, but G
does
it.
He
does
your
website.
He does Facebook.
He does a lot, man.
He did
he
your
really
MySpace.
Does.
Okay, I'd say $500 maybe a month.
It's a big payment.
Not a thousand. Not a thousand.
He drinks a lot of Corona, dude. He's gonna need the money.
That's what he was saying.
Is that an expensive beer?
Damn, I have bills to pay. Well, that's not my problem.
He's gonna say.
So then what does he do? He gets all frustrated, so he has to resort to violence, because when you're wrong, that's what you do. You resort to violence. So he picks up my monitor and smashes it. Then he picks up my other TV and smashes that. Then my keyboard's broken. Then I jump over the desk and start punching him. Then he starts punching Kim with the back of his elbow, trying to punch me.
I
fall on a fucking VCR. Then I kick the door down at my own house, and now I have a broken fucking foot.
It was a mess. That whole night was a
and
mess.
It is broken, dude.
You know what? Earlier the night, though, you were scaring me. That's why I left. You're yelling at me. I was like, I'm out of here.
Because so I was aggro.
You were aggro that night, too. You can't put it all in G.
Well, this argument with Bam and you is very an aggro argument. Do you think Bam?
Yeah, it gets really emotional and deep. I mean, I'm surprised we haven't gone to blues yet.
Well,
I'll never do that.
Let's go back to it. Let's go back
to a song. And then we'll come back to it.
Well, let me think of a song now.
Absolutely. Love you, G. Tell him you love him.
Fuck him.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy? He didn't even fucking text me an apology yet. It's been 3 days.
He's probably trying to give you space. He probably freaked him out.
Space?
You were aggro. You were scary that night, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what sucks? He broke two monitors and my keyboard, and now I have to go get new ones. And you know what? He probably won't even attempt to pay for it.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't, man. It's...
What if I went over his house and broke his fucking monitor, and then I said, you know what? I'm not going to pay for it. Would you want to be friends with him, too?
I know what you're saying.
I know what I'm saying. So, therefore, I'm playing Baby Shambles Delivery.
Do you have it?
Well, it's in my
Baby car. Shambles.
I'm still going to need it.
You are?
Well, what? Yeah, I need it to play.
You have iTunes.
Come yet,
I'm not
going to
buy a Baby Shambles song.
Oh, fuck that. I want to play that Faith No More song, Zombie Eaters.
All right, Zombie Eaters.
I love that.
My speedball, and I want it now. It's my speedball, I want it now.
All right, here we go. This is Faith No More, Zombie Eaters.
Thank you.
Do you like that, Cleveland?
Fuck yeah. I've always dug Baby Sham. No, that turned me on.
It wasn't even that, dick. It was Faith No More.
What do you mean, fuck? He quietly said, fuck. Mm. You weren't paying attention.
Of course, they don't know that we were doing this.
You're right, because I have to edit this whole thing.
So please.
The fact is, we're back on Radio Bam with the Bam vs. Cleveland episode.
Pizza chef.
Shit.
And we're listening to Bam basically kick Cleveland out of the house. Cleveland, you haven't left yet.
No, but no.
Actually, I have. No, that's a lie. I have left.
He left his room because he slept in the fucking radio.
Didn't even move out of your room, like, just to another room in the house.
That was today. I took a nap in the radio room. I didn't want to go upstairs because
Cleveland, I want you out of your room. Okay.
I'll move down one. Fucking closer to the fridge, fat boy.
You are closer to the fridge.
That's probably what you're going to say.
You didn't even want to walk up the stairs last night.
That's bullshit. That's not why I slept down here. I wasn't even going to come here last night.
You didn't
actually.
Even want to fart up the stairs.
I was going to stay out for my
You didn't feel like farting up the stairs. You were like, I could just sleep in the radio room.
Yeah, what's the point?
It doesn't matter. There was two lesbians over here anyway. It's not like you're even getting action.
That girl's cute, though. I wish she wasn't. What a waste. I tell her that all the time. It really is a waste. But she's cool as shit, so...
You've got a big waist around your...
Yeah, real funny. Oh, yeah, waist. How about how much of the weight I've wasted and gotten rid of? How about that?
You're being a waist, you just pounds. Took a shit.
60 pounds I've lost.
60?
Since I moved in here. Well, not... That's a mere lie. Not since I moved in here. 60 pounds since last...
Try 15 if you're lucky.
Last, like, winter. But, 15 no, since I've been here, at least 40 pounds, man. At least.
But it's a matter of what you've
you
lost.
Can,
not
you guys
gained
know you
back,
can see
lost,
it. You guys know
back.
You can see it. Yeah, I'm talking total. Like, since
total.
Where...
Total. Minus...
Since where it was, it's down to here now. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I was... I'm not going to give the exact numbers, but...
You should get down to about 63.
63 pounds?
Yeah. You can get on Oprah.
Half a Novak? Actually, Novak's kind of big now, I heard.
He is.
That's a different story, though.
Well...
Karma's a bitch!
Back to Bam versus Cleveland.
All he looks forward to is Twinkies in there.
Oh, Jesus.
He smuggles Twinkies.
I think we've got a little
what
bit of time.
What would you do?
Left.
It's the only thing, really, like, pleasure you have is eating.
All right, I'm gonna finish this argument right now. Bam versus Cleveland. Team Cleveland.
We need the bell sound.
Bing. Bing, 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 bing.
Round three.
Bing, 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 bing. Bam versus Cleveland.
It's the morning after, and I still meet. And I've meant it for a long, long time. I want you out of here. Seriously. Like, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? I almost don't care, but, like, I do kind of.
I don't know, man.
That's what's so fucking pathetic of you.
It's not your problem, you
know? I know. I know that. Like, what the fuck? You're so pathetic. You don't know what you're going to do or where you're going to go. That sucks. Man.
It's going to be a great summer. I'm going to lay my fat ass by Dan's pool all day and do absolutely nothing.
I was swimming. I was working out.
Do something. Fucking A. Go do something. I've given you the chance.
I know. I needed to.
So don't get mad at me when I tell you that you fucking suck and you're pathetic.
Oh, you're right.
Bam, give me a second chance. I've given you 18 chances. Don't be sorry. I don't give a fuck, Cleveland. I don't care. I don't care. The reason why I had you stay here was for you to help your life out, and you haven't done a fucking thing.
What do you want to see me do?
I don't give a fuck. I don't care what you do. I was trying to help you. But you come here and you haven't done anything. You don't do shit. You do not do shit. You walk around all fat. You smoke cigarettes after cigarettes. And you don't do anything. And then you twit all day about what you're going to do, but you don't. That's what you do all day. Hello, my name's Cleveland. That's what you do. And you know it. You don't do shit. You don't do shit.
Well, I do have goals and stuff. I'm going to
Everybody has goals. People accomplish the goals. You have no attempt. Bam, I have a goal. Alright, well, what is it?
Well, I want to get a band going. So what have I been doing? I've been playing music constantly.
Okay, well, where's your fucking band? I don't even know how to play. I can play guitar medium. I bet you I can get a band going.
You have more tomorrow. Than I do, man. But I am. I have.
I'll have a band tomorrow, and then I'll run in your fucking face.
I have two lined up. I did I did. I would like to play with, you know, Maddie and fucking Murray tomorrow in the Harlem.
Well, the problem
that's what
is,
talking about, but like now I feel like
no one wants to have a fat front man.
That's why I'm busting my ass every day.
Well, then lose it and then ask.
I am losing it, man. And that's just it.
But don't ask while you're losing it. Lose it and then ask.
So now you're saying I shouldn't be trying to get a bang on.
I say you should lose your fat weight
first.
And then ask.
I didn't ask. They offered.
Hey, guys, you want to
be
my friend?
I didn't ask.
I'm a fat front man. Everybody's going to love it. No, they're not.
I didn't ask. Matt Murray came to me and said he was talking to Maddie. He thought it would be a good idea. And I said, fuck yeah.
Well, do it in the comfort of your own apartment. I want you out of here so bad, I swear to God. And, like, the more the days go on, I'm going to hate you more and more. But I just hope you leave soon. But yeah, but because I'm nice, you can leave on June 12th.
I want cheese, but I can't digest the shit. I'm on the leave in the middle of Washington. These are some of the things I can't eat. It's yogurt, milk, and cheese. That makes me shit. I do not have nothing, yo. But when I eat dairy, my bowels do flow. Uh-oh, I think I shit myself. I want some ice cream, man.
I'll be back from Boston again!
Just the lactose, these are just the facts. He cannot digest the lactose, these are just the facts. He cannot digest the lactose, these are just the facts. He cannot digest the lactose, these are just the facts.
Just give me the fucking pleasure of introing. Just give me the pleasure of introing.
Make sure you
play three more songs.
Put all this in.
I can't do that. It's not the whole fucking point.
All right, I'll tell you what I want to play.
All right, tell us what you want to play.
I'm thinking.
Cleveland, you're not.
I'm thinking about other stuff. I got a lot on my mind. It's been a rough.
What's on your mind?
Everything.
Food.
Everything.
Food. What am I going to eat?
Food. Food was on my mind, I'd be gaining weight. I'd be losing weight. At a very rapid pace.
It's not what if it's on your mind.
And muscle.
It's if it's in your mouth.
I'm getting ripped. I'm looking good, man. I know I am. At least I'm confident about that. I know
I am. You look fucking great.
I don't give a fuck. Just get out of here.
Either way.
I don't care. Just get the fuck out of here. Leave. For the sake of me, get the fuck out of here. Please, get out of my fucking face. I want to relax today. And then whenever you come around, I realize how fucking pathetic you are and how you're probably talking to Tyler and how you're going to
do it. I'm not. Yeah, that's what I did this morning. That's where I've been all morning.
Where?
Fixing that issue. Getting
what's there to fix?
World War III.
Why did you go see her? Just tell her to fuck off.
Because I need to tell her to her face, this is done, dude. You can't use the car anymore.
All right, well, it doesn't matter because you're leaving here anyway. Like, you think I'm joking, dude. You're gone. You're fucking gone. Big time. And I'm nice, so I'm giving you a month.
and I'll try to fucking leave as much as I can. I'll go to Montreal, I'll go to Calgary, I'll go to LA, I'll go to Madrid. I'll do whatever to get away from you so you get the fuck out of here.
I just know you despise me that fucking much.
Because I've given you 6 months and you haven't done fucking shit. You haven't even attempted to. You're pathetic. You're pathetic, dude.
I've gotten out of a fucking 10-year relationship.
Not really. You still want to be friends with her, which I don't know why, because the only reason why she calls you is for money, methadone, and your fucking car. Other than that, has she ever called you and asked to go out to lunch?
I don't want Cleveland. That's just it, babe. I don't want to go out to lunch with her. It's
what do you want to do? Give her shit?
No.
No,
I thought you meant like I'm trying
what
to...
What then, fatso?
Like I'm trying to get back with like a date.
What then, fatso?
What do you mean?
What do you want to be friends with her for? If you don't want to go out to lunch with her, and she never invites you because she doesn't want that, she wants things from you. She wants your car, methadone, or money. So, and then you do that because you're stupid. So, okay, what do you want out of it?
I guess it's just hard to, like, completely X her on.
Well, I'd walk all over you, too, like Tara. You know what? I almost like Tara more than you. Because you're so dumb, I would do the same thing to you. So what? You still haven't answered the question. What do you want out of Tara by being friends with?
I still want to be friends with her, Ben.
No, I don't.
Now you don't? Well, before then, for the past 6 months, why do you want to keep
being friends? It's just been hard to completely X her out of my life. 100%. I don't see her, like, on a regular basis.
What do you get out of it, Cleveland?
I don't...
do you get out of it?
You're right.
I know I'm fucking right. That's why I've given you 6 months and you're so stupid and fat and pathetic that I would walk all over you too.
Oh, what about these arm photos I keep tweeting?
Yeah, let's settle this right now.
I'll admit every it's Photoshop. If you don't know that it's Photoshop, then they're dumb.
I get all these fucking people asking questions to you or to me. Bam, is that really his arm? Like, is it possible for a human being to have an arm that big? This is really freaking me out. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? It's so Photoshop. It's so, to me, it's so obvious because I know what I look like. So, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I do not have arms that fat. Yes, maybe they're a little pudgy, but not like that.
A little.
Those things look like fucking legs. This girl's like, is that your arm or your thigh? That was the best one. I kind of laughed on that one.
Well, if they didn't know that it's Photoshop, then there's a dumb one.
How about the one you did in my mouth? I look like a fucking Guido.
Yeah, man.
How do I look at these? My phone's dead.
I'll show you.
Go on to Bam _ what is it?
Two of them.
Yeah, Bam underscore
Margera at Twitter.
Yeah.
And then you can see Cleveland's fat Photoshop arm.
Mine's Ryan _ Cleveland. If you want to be on team,
we don't underscore care.
How about if you want to be on Team Cleveland? Go to
all right.
I need followers, people. Come on, get behind
Team Cleveland.
Happy Doomsday.
Prove it.
Trying. Erase that from your fucking memory.
Okay, I have, but the weight. You gotta stop busting the weight thing because I am doing everything about it. You know I've been busting my
ass. Go eat a shitload of bacon with butter all over it.
You know,
Ben.
You know.
Go do the Atkins diet.
Ben, you can eat as much bacon as you want.
And dieting. I've been doing both hardcore.
Ben, you can eat as much bacon as you... You can cook all kinds of bacon with all kinds of fat butter in it.
Yeah, do it.
And guess what? It's the Atkins diet.
No, it's the Fatkins diet, and it's you. And you're never going to lose weight if you keep doing that.
I am losing weight. Every day, I'm losing like a pound or two. I'm losing weight fast. It's going to be gone in
It's
like
not
three
fast.
Months.
You're still fat. It's been 6 months.
I lost...
9 pounds in 6 months?
That's pretty good.
You're still fat, Cleveland. Did you see your arm? Do you want me to post it on Twitter again?
Nope.
Oh, believe me, I will.
It's already
Didn't pick a song yet.
No. But we have that.
There's so much to talk. We could do like a million radio
shows. Hold on, let me think here.
Well, there's plenty to do. Let's just finish this one.
Well, we have one more song, and then we have to say goodbye, Cleveland.
Well, it's been a rough fucking week. I guess signing off. Jesus. I don't know if I'm going to last the next radio show. I might not be here next time.
What about this Irish piece of shit?
I know.
You have to say goodbye.
Boy,
yeah, he's leaving on Monday. It's been fun hanging.
Shane,
with
why don't you recommend a song?
Yeah, how about that?
How about Under Eulogy, Sang Me to Sleep by The Agonist?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
From The Arguist.
Wait, The Ankle.
Arguist.
From The Astronauts.
The Ankleist.
The Ankleist from Montreal. Yep.
No, The Agonist from Montreal. They're great.
All right.
Fucking hot, sexy, fucking.
What was the name of the song?
Fucking hot, sexy.
And The Eulogy Sang Me to Sleep. It's the one with the fucking rough in the server.
Oh, that, yeah.
All right, good.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Shit.
Right here, it's my screensaver. It's my screensaver.
Why did you do that?
Just to see how fat your arm is.
That brings you pleasure?
It doesn't bring me pleasure. It realizes how fucking pathetic you are. And I have to witness it in the comfort of my own home. That's why I want you fucking gone. Now what, fatso?
I don't have an answer, man.
I know you don't have an answer. That's why you're pathetic, because you don't have one.
Well, I have an answer, but it's not good enough for you anymore, you know? Maybe he never was.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have ever been here in the first fucking place. Just do your best to get the fuck out of here, dude. Please. And I'm nice. Give me a month. I can't take anymore. I don't want to look at it in the comfort of my own home.
Wait.
Well, go lose it at your own apartment. Just get the fuck out of here. Please. Dude, don't tell me that I haven't given you the chance. I've yelled at you like this before. Yeah. And then I tell you, and then fucking 4 to 5 days goes by, and you're back to your same fatso shit. It sucks, and I don't want it anymore. And I'm not even gonna give you another chance. I want you fucking out of here. Instantly. But boom, next time we'll do it. Nah, I don't care. Get the fuck out of here.
It's not about saying,
every time I see you, I'll say, get the fuck out of here.
It's something you need to see, and like you haven't seen anything, and that's
it. Yeah, you haven't seen your car because you give it to Tara and go suck Brian's dick.
The fact you haven't seen any, like,
hey Cleveland, can I borrow your car so I can drive over to Brian's and have cum all over my face from his fucking dick?
It's true. That really doesn't even bug me, dude. I'm over her last week.
Well, then why are you giving her a car if you're over it? God, you're so pathetic. If you're over it, Why are you giving her your fucking car cleaver? You're stupid. It's in your name. Yeah, you can tell her to fuck off.
Because I can't afford all bills, so share stupid.
You don't need to deal with that. It's in your name. You can tell her to fuck off.
Yeah, but then I'm still stuck having...
You buy her fucking food with your fucking food stamps, Cleveland.
I don't have food stamps anymore. You gotta let that go, because that fucking makes me feel like...
You know how much shit I know that you don't?
About what?
About all the fucking sneaky shit you do, fat boy.
Like what?
Like, give her fucking $300 worth of fucking food.
I've never done.
You're an idiot.
Dude, you want me to wake you up?
Why? She's not fucking you.
But seriously, I don't have that fucking...
Because we're friends, Bam.
I'd rather you...
Because we're friends, Bam.
Not say anything.
We're friends, Bam.
It's embarrassing.
You know what's embarrassing? You. You know what's embarrassing? You living in my house. You know what's embarrassing? You probably not leaving anytime soon.
I'm leaving.
Well, when?
I'm gonna do it as fast as I can.
I hope. I can't take it anymore. In a weird way, your fucking fatso self brings me down because I have to listen to you be pathetic all day and I can't listen to it anymore. I want you gone in the quickest, fastest fucking way. And yes, we are friends, but not friends of you living at my fucking house. Therefore, I want you gone.
Radio Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.